Thank you, and congratulations, Vincent.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
Thank you very much. I too would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. So today I'm going to talk about the results of a study that we did whereby we looked at the impact of removing financial incentives and audit and feedback on chlamydia testing rates in general practice. So this trial was done as an extension to the Australian Chlamydia Control Effectiveness Pilot, the ACCEPT trial. And ACCEPT was a trial that aimed to determine the impact of a complex chlamydia screening intervention in general practice on chlamydia prevalence in the population. As part of that trial, men and women aged 16 to 29 years were targeted for annual testing. So the GPs in the intervention group received a multifaceted intervention that included financial incentives that ranged from $5 to $8 for each test they ordered. And at the time that we did this, this was started in 2010, this payment was consistent with what they could have received for doing immunisations. Each GP also received their own individual GP audit and feedback report that summarised their chlamydia testing data in the last 3 months and 12 months and compared them to all others. And they received this in a face-to-face with a research officer. The intervention also included some education, computer alerts and patient information. And it varied a little bit as to what the needs of the clinic were. It was tailored to their needs, but every GP received the payments and the audit plus feedback. And the intervention was very successful at increasing testing rate. We increased testing rates by 250% from 8% up to over 20%, and we reached up to 28% in the women. But it got us thinking, well, what else can we do with these data? Now, financial incentives have been used over the last decade or so to influence GP and provider behaviour in general practice, both within Australia and within the UK. So within Australia, as part of the Practice Incentive Program, where GPs received additional payments for particular activities that they undertook. And also as part of the Quality and Outcomes Framework in the UK, which is a very comprehensive funding model for general practice in the UK. But over the last few years, largely due to sustainability issues, these payments, both the PIF payments within Australia and the QOF within the UK, have been removed, or the threshold targets that GPs have had to reach to achieve the payments have been made even higher. Audit and feedback is also widely used, and that's also used to promote quality improvement within general practice. But there's no evidence of what happens when either the financial payments or the quality, the audit and feedback is removed. So ACCEPT provided a great opportunity to investigate the impact of their removal. Push. Okay, so this trial aimed to assess the impact of removing financial incentives or removing the external audit plus feedback on the GP's chlamydia testing rates in general practice. It was a factorial cluster randomised controlled trial, and intervention clinics from the ACCEPT trial, once they'd finished ACCEPT, were re-randomised into one of four intervention groups, and we followed them up for 2 years, and the primary outcome was annual chlamydia testing rates among 16 to 29 year olds attending the participating clinic. So how it works, it was a 2x2 factorial design whereby we randomly allocated the groups, the clinics, into one of four groups. The first group, we removed the financial incentives, but they kept the audit and feedback. In group B, we removed the audit plus feedback, but they kept the incentives. In group C, we removed both, and in group D, they kept both. And when it comes to analysing these, for removal of incentives, we combined group A and group C and we compared them with groups B and D. And to assess the removal of the audit and feedback, we combined groups B and C and compared them with groups A and D. So we had 60 clinics that were eligible for at the conclusion of ACCEPT. One declined to participate and the others were randomised. At the study end, we had a couple of clinics where we were unable to extract the data from their medical records, so we ended up with 13 to 15 clinics randomly allocated to each of the four groups. As you do with any RCT, you have to compare the baseline comparisons, baseline characteristics, to make sure our randomisation had done well. And so we looked at the age of the patients attending the clinic, their gender, their baseline chlamydia testing rate, and the socio-demographic or socio-economic disadvantage quintile. And by and large, the groups were all very comparable. So looking firstly at the impact of removing the financial incentives. The blue bars are the testing rates in the 12 months prior to us starting this trial, and the red bars are the testing rates that happened by the end of the trial. And you can see by both the group that kept the incentives on the left and the ones that lost them on your right, that the testing rates did drop in both groups. So what we looked at in this trial, we looked at the treatment effect was whether or not the difference in the change in testing rate was difference between the two groups. And if we compared those two differences, our treatment effect showed that in the group that had the incentive payments removed, their testing rates, the drop in testing rates was 1.9% greater than what we saw in the group that kept the incentive payments. But if you look at the confidence interval, there was no evidence of a difference in chlamydia testing rates. So taking away the incentive payments didn't have any additional effect. In contrast, if we look at the removal of audit and feedback, once again we had a decline in both testing rates in both groups, but in the group that had the removal of the audit and feedback, the decline was 4.8% greater and it was a significant change. So by removing the audit and feedback, we had a significantly greater decline in chlamydia testing rates. We also looked at chlamydia positivity because we know as we increase testing in general practice, positivity reduces because GPs test more at more people at lower risk. So we wanted to see that if the testing rates decline, are we going to see any change in the profile, the risk profile of the people attending the clinic? And what these show here for both the financial incentives on the left and the audit and feedback on the right, that there was no change in positivity associated with the decline in testing. So the profile of patients being tested by the clinics didn't change. And looking at the data broken down to each of the four groups, the bar at the top in orange, that was the group that kept the incentive payments and kept the audit and feedback. And we can see that the decline over time was considerably less in that group compared to those groups that lost something. Oops, how do I go back? Aha. So just to conclude, we found in this that chlamydia testing rates declined in all clinics after the end of ACCEPT. And we weren't too sure why, but we think study fatigue did play a way. These were clinics that had been in the trial for over 7 years. And I think it was the fatigue of the GPs potentially, but also the fatigue of the research officers attending the clinic. It was interesting, though, that the chlamydia testing rates fell much more significantly when the quarterly audit plus feedback reports were removed than when the financial incentives were removed. Now, we built up considerable rapport with these clinics over the duration of the trial, and so I think it was that constant interaction with them, the constant reminder of how their testing rates were in comparison with others. We anecdotally felt that once we took that away, it would have an impact, and the data showed it did. We didn't see a significant decline associated with the payments. And we wonder whether that's because the payments were not sufficiently large enough. They were pitched at what they could get for immunisations at the time, but it could have been that if there'd been higher payments, it might have had more of an impact. We didn't see any impact on chlamydia positivity. So even though we changed what the clinics were receiving, there was no change in the patient profile that they were being tested. These results showed that removal of interventions that are aimed to modify GP clinical behaviour can impact on their subsequent performance. So when policymakers are making changes, when they're changing Medicare, when they're changing, when primary health networks are changing the support or feedback to general practice, it is theoretically going to have an impact on what they do, and it's important to note that. And I think this trial shows that, by and large, it's incredibly challenging to embed, sustain, or even increase chlamydia test uptake in general practice. Just to finish up, I'd like to acknowledge the ACCEPT research team, the ACCEPT consortium, and the participating clinics and staff, particularly the clinics and staff who were so tolerant of being involved with this trial over such a long time. And this final component of the trial, the removal of the interventions, was funded by NHMRC. And finally, just to remind everybody that there's a special edition of Sexual Health on gonorrhea, so please check it out. Thank you.